Now there's no offside flag again, and it's Alexander, the long ball over the top. Alexander with a chance to seal it for the O's. It's saved by the keeper, but it goes in off his foot, and it's 3-1 in the final minute.
Etchenomi warms up, hence the noise from the crowd. The free kick taken in quickly to the far post, and Orient's lead is restored, courtesy of a second goal in successive games from the centre-half, John Mackey.
The free kick's to the right of the centre, 30 yards out. He drives it across, and the header comes in at the back post. Mackey has headed it in. John Mackey has made it 4-2 to Leighton Orient.
Easton with the shot. Oh, what a goal from Craig Easton out of absolutely nothing. A 35-yard volley that looped over Jamie Young and into the Rushton net.
Matt Lockwood has a golden chance to double Orient's lead. He's scored two penalties so far this season. Ironically enough, one of them was away at Darlington, awarded by the same referee, Jonathan Moss. Now Matt Lockwood against Michael Ingham with a chance to put Orient 2-0 up here at the racecourse ground. 2.5 minutes before the break as Lockwood runs up now, left-footed, and slots it past Ingham. And Orient double their lead here. It's Adam Tan who's headed Orient level, the centre-half, and only his second start for the club, with a firm header past Joe Hart. His first goal in Orient colours. Adam Tan heading that Michael Simpson cross home, and right at the start of this second half, Orient have restored parity.
And now Easton just running towards the Wickham penalty. He lays it in towards Alexander. Alexander shoots, it's coming out, come to Connor. Connor shoots, it's a goal! Orient have taken the lead. It was Alexander's shot, saved by Frank Talia. Paul Connor followed up, it went under the body of Talia. It's Orient 1, Wickham 0. It's with Connor. Connor gives it to Lockwood. Lockwood swings the ball into Alexander. Can Alexander turn? Oh, the ball went through to Connor here. Connor might have a shot in goal. Connor shoots. Connor's going to get a goal. And it's 2-0 to Leighton Orient. Joe Keefe, who's had such a good match here, with still swings a decent ball over towards Wayne Cordon on the other side, on the right-hand side, just shy of the penalty area. Can Cordon get a shot in? He's 25 yards out. This should be a shooting opportunity. He shoots. It's a goal. Orient has scored a second. Matt Lockwood runs up, shoots. Goal! Straight in the top left-hand corner. The keeper got a hand to it, but he couldn't keep it out in this vital promotion clash at Brisbane Road. It's Orient 1, Peterborough 0.
The 24-year-old's going to curl it in. Plenty of movement at the edge of the six-yard box. It's towards Sabine, who gets a touch, and Oxford United have the lead! He now has a chance to strump it out wide to Adam Tan. Right-hand side, he's got Cordon in support. Just cushions it out towards Cordon. Checks back, left boot. No, now he's on his right. Little shimmy, little shally, far post. Here's Easton with an outward header. And Turley's running over the line. That's a goal. Surely Leighton Orient have got back on level terms. As now Alexander's into the penalty area. Must finish. Yes, it has. Orient lead for the first time this afternoon. Towards the far post. It's been saved by Glyn Garner. And powered in by Wilmots. And Oxford United are back on level terms. Well, the Leighton Orient fans are celebrating on the far touch, far side from us. Northampton have equalised. 1-1 at Blundell Park. The O's are going forward. They want to win it anyway. They will be up whatever. Here's a chance for Steele. He scores! Leighton Orient are in the League One for next season. And Lee Steele, with a heart of absolute gold, turns it beyond the desperate dive of Billy Turley. There is an almighty celebration. The bench are up in arms. With 30 seconds to go, Leighton Orient are in League One. Steele with a goal, Oxford 2, Leighton Orient 3. We hardly have time to kick off.